Hey guys, what's going on? It's been some time. Don't think I've forgotten about you. What's new? It's April. What have you accomplished thus far? Are you sticking to your goals? Are you making progress? Are you learning and growing? How do you stay on task? Well, according to Healthline, there's a few options and tips on how to stay focused and on task. Get rid of distractions, move to a quiet area, turn off notifications on your phone, close the door to your office if you have an office, or tell those around you not to distract you for a certain period of time, close out programs or apps that aren't essential on your phone, and of course, there's always coffee in small doses or in the morning or even tea. Or practice the Pomodoro technique, which is set a timer for 25 minutes and get to work. And then when your buzzer sounds, take a 5-minute break and then set your timer again. This will allow you to make some progress and focus on your tasks and move forward. Put a lock on social media. Social media, always a distraction, of course. And fuel your body, of course, salads, healthy leafy greens, or salmon, or smoothies, blueberries, banana. I actually learned that wild blueberries, not blueberries, but wild blueberries have twice as much antioxidants. So I bought some at Mother's, a bag of wild blueberries, and just make a smoothie with that and 2 bananas in the morning, and it's absolutely delicious. So I suggest you give that a shot. You always have to get enough sleep, right? So there's always that tip. Get enough sleep. Get your 8 hours of sleep. 7 at least. Turn off your electronic devices or something at night if you can. Some people are on call, so they can't, unfortunately. And set a smart goal, like be specific on what you want. Measurable, like how can you track progress? Achievable, and like, is it realistic? Can it be done by a certain deadline? Relevant, timely, all of that. And just to be more mindful, our mind always wanders away. My mind does that all the time. And don't worry, you're definitely not alone. Distracted thinking is common and something we all experience. But being mindful and recognizing when your attention starts to drift, you can quickly bring your focus back to where it needs to be. And of course, there's a make a to-do list. Some people start their day with that, make a to-do list, and then they cross off what they're doing throughout the day, and then add whatever's left to their next day's to-do list. So you can always do something like that and focus on similar tasks. And, you know, the bottom line is whether you're dealing with too many priorities or lack of sleep or just a simple dose of Mondays, not being able to focus can really put a damper on your productivity. So that's why it's important to have a few simple tips and tricks, like the ones I mentioned, in your fingertips, and just try to move forward. Anyway, that's all for today. I hope that you're all doing well and trying to stay positive. And I hope that you've had a great week so far, and hopefully a great weekend to come. I will talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.